You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's political commentary.
With Associate Professor Dr. Lyra Greaves. Kia ora, Lyra. How are you this morning?
Morning. Well, you know, my research area blew up this week and the past week, all the Māori politics drama. Lot to follow.
It's been popping off, I think it's fair to say. Where should we start? Let's start with Meka Whaitiri, perhaps, because that's been quite an interesting one. Meka Whaitiri, leaving Labour, is currently in independent, will be a Māori MP. What is going to be, significant about this? Why is it significant? And what's it going to mean for the election, if anything?
Well, first, that's really surprising. I don't think anyone really predicted it. A lot of commentators straight off the bat were saying, well, it's because she wasn't getting promoted in Labour. So there was assault allegations around her in about 2018, and she's kind of never got back to where she was before, career-wise, and then was passed over, including for more junior wahine Māori like Willow Jean Prime, who got promoted ahead of her. So I think we're pointing to that first, but also then Māori commentators were saying, well, it's really hard to be Māori within Labour. And actually, Meka Whaitiri has kind of said this herself without dissing Labour. So she's been quite positive about Labour, just said that she's returning to Te Pāti Māori as kind of a spiritual home, or that she's kind of become more kaupapa Māori over time. So, I mean, I think, it's hard being Māori in a mainstream organisation. I think we can kind of see that. And especially with that area being so cyclone battered and trying to get resources for the area. And then, of course, people have been arguing, well, she was associate minister at that point for cyclone recovery, so maybe she should have stayed put. So those are all the issues. I think ultimately what it does for Labour is one of the things that National loves to say is to point at Labour and go, oh, look how unstable they're going to be if they're in government. And in 2014, they had that ad that was quite famous for stealing that Eminem song. Mm. And at the end of the boat, you know, the boat was going in a straight line and it was National. At the end of that ad, there's this rowboat with a whole bunch of people wearing a whole bunch of different colours all rowing in different directions. And that's how National at the time was depicting the minor parties in Labour, and that's exactly what they're doing now.
It's a really interesting thing that we've seen, as you said, in this last week, where suddenly the position of Māori MPs within the major parties and also in the Māori Party as a major smaller party has been pretty much the main political conversation we've really heard. Luxon has officially very vehemently ruled out working with Te Pāti Māori if they did get the ability to form a coalition after the election. I don't think anyone's necessarily surprised by this, but is there anything significant about this as an announcement?
Well, it's amusing, right? Because we're all like, well, Elizabeth Kerikeri, if she was leaving the Greens to Te Pāti Māori because she's quite left-wing, we're kind of thinking that almost Te Pāti Māori are to the left of the Greens, and then we're surprised that National rules them out. I mean, not so much, right, because of where Te Pāti Māori's policy platform currently is. Mm. When we try to fit kaupapa Māori politics at the moment to a left or right spectrum, it's really hard to place, but we would generally put them in the left. The previous Māori Party, I always get my students to do this, people put them more in the centre. So it's not surprising now that National go, oh, we're not going to work with them. I think the thing that a lot of people took exception to was the way that Luxon had worded that statement, that they believe in a citizen having one vote or something along those lines, which isn't accurate because we get two votes on the MMP, but also isn't accurate because Māori only get one vote as well. So there's still a lot of that misinformation around how Māori vote and voting and the Māori role and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, ultimately, unsurprising, but kind of also quite clever politics from Luxon because it does just rule them out.
It's an interesting thing, this kind of one vote conversation. It feels, from my perspective at least, pretty racist. Is that something that is a fair assessment? It kind of feels like an old conversation we're hearing coming up again and again.
Well, one of the things in this election is it does feel like National are trying to pull out their greatest hits. So one of their greatest hits, of course, was the Don Brash Ottawa speech. And Judith Collins tried that last time round, and it didn't quite land as well, her rhetoric in that space. I mean, they've also been pulling on the like idea that Labor would tax and spend, and the idea I mentioned before that Labor would be an unstable coalition. So I think that this is one of their greatest hits is kind of that what people are calling dog whistling, but it does meet their definition in a way, but it's really just kind of annoying because on the one hand, National are going to go, oh, we're going to build relationships with Māori voters. They have some really good ideas and policies that Tama Pōtaka has talked about empowering communities to solve their own problems, devolving services so local communities can provide services and that Iwi and Hapu would have funding. Like, there's actually some really good pro-Māori arguments there, but they get obscured when National start to talk about these sorts of ideas. Because that puts off Māori voters when they're like, oh, here we go again, the election's going to be about race. So they're sitting in this weird space. And also, people who view Māori in that way, that have this weird kind of anti-Māori populism, they're already going to vote for a party on the right. Like, they're not stealing voters from Labour for that. You know, it's not. So I just find that rhetoric confusing. He could have just ruled out Te Pāti Māori and said, hey, I don't think we can work together. People would have gone, yep. And then there was this, that other part of it. That, yeah.
Well, let's talk about Elizabeth Kerikeri and the Greens. This has been quite a drawn-out, messy situation. What's your takeaway from how we've seen this shake out?
Well, it goes back to that same thing about being Māori in a mainstream organisation. And I think we especially see it when we're looking at Wahine Māori or like looking at women of colour and that idea of that angry black woman. Like, we see that trope in American media all the time. And so it's hard to know when it comes to things like allegations of bullying and all of those sorts of how what someone's manner is like, whether they're being viewed through those gendered, racialised lenses. So, of course, we don't know what happened to her within the Greens, but what we do know is a lot of people were coming forward, leaking and doing all sorts of things that makes the party look unstable. I don't think it's a huge problem for left-wing voters. They're probably not that worried about that. But ultimately for her, she's decided to sit as an independent List MP, which is a strange position to be in because the argument is that a List MP is elected because they're on the list for that specific party. She's ruled out going to Te Pāti Māori, which I think, again, is another good move there because otherwise people would have just spent all their time speculating that she was going to, cross over to them. Ultimately, it does just seem like she's quite happy to go back to her career before politics, which, she wrote an amazing thesis on Takatāwhiri Māori, an amazing PhD thesis, and was doing a lot of work in community spaces. So it just seems like she's like, oh, tried politics. Off again, bye.
Yeah, totally. Well, let's touch briefly on the coronation, because that's been, a whole thing this last week. The King's coronation over in the UK. What does this actually mean for us here in Aotearoa, particularly the kind of the pomp and the ceremony that we've seen around this and the reaction from the New Zealand public? Has there been much of a reaction? What's your perspective on the coronation as it kind of went down?
It does seem as soon as anything vaguely royal-related happens, there are a lot of people in the media trying to start a debate about republicanism, and I find that so amusing every time, without fail. So some journalists will pop up and be like, should we become a republic? And I, again, don't know when the best timing is for those sorts of conversations. I suspect not so much in reaction to sort of that pomp and pageantry and ceremony. Look, I'm one of those many people who didn't really follow the coronation in a lot of detail. I didn't go as far as that app you could get to block all of the royal news. But I think it is a space where I worry that we are becoming a little bit more... Oh, it kind of feeds into that polarisation debate where there's those people that are quite, like, anti-monarchy and pro-republic. And then people that are anti... Republic, and in New Zealand, the Republican flavour is always a little bit Te Ao Māori, a little bit Māori constitutionalism. So I just, that would be my main concern. But yeah,
there's a lot to
watch it.
Yeah, a lot to unpack in that one.
Yeah, I just like, whatever. It's happening over there, but it isn't. That's the fundamental thing is our head of state's changed.
Yeah,
and that's a strange thing for a lot of people to think about, especially in the younger generation.
Yeah, totally. We're getting new coins. I think we do, don't we? And all that sort of stuff. And
it's been hard enough getting people's heads around it's not Queen's Council, it's King's Council. Been hard enough. KC, yeah.
King's birthday weekend, et cetera, et cetera. Hey, Lara, thank you so much for your time this morning. It's great to get your thoughts on what's going on politically at the moment. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Take care.
Thank you. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.